And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at playlegitco.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Swim Ireland has a number of pop-up pools, essentially mobile pools, that can be transported to places that don't have such a facility and remain there for a few months. But out of the three they have, two are in storage, which is sparking quite a bit of criticism. Mary McMorrow is Operations Manager with Swim Ireland. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
So you have one in operation at the moment, and where is that?
The one we have is in Coothill at the moment, and it's about to leave Coothill and go to a new location. I can't tell you that because I prefer if the council announced it themselves, because it is a very good news story. But it will be leaving there shortly and moving to a new location, opening up probably in about 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay,
once
yeah.
We have everything in place there.
Yeah, and there are two others now. As I understand, one will be operational perhaps by the end of the summer, but at the moment, at least, the two other ones are in storage.
Potentially, they could also be operational shortly as well. We're having issues with a site for one of them. We had a site identified, and unfortunately, access proved difficult, but we're hoping to secure an alternative site very soon. And I've just come from a meeting today with a discussion about the third pool. So it can be challenging sometimes to get everything in place that you need for these pools, but there is no question. But we want all three of them in operation as soon as we can.
Yeah. And what do you need to have the pools in operation?
Well, if you think of this pool or what you need in an ordinary swimming pool, you need staffing, you need booking systems, you need kind of your corporate services, you need plant maintenance, you need everything that you do in an ordinary swimming pool. But you also need a suitable site where you have the right type of access, where you have electricity, where you have access to water, and you're also moving them every few weeks. So it's essentially everything that you would need in an ordinary pool in a building, just a little bit smaller. So it can be a little bit challenging to get everything in place, but it's not insurmountable. And they're a very attractive option for councils because they provide a really low-cost, short-term solution for swimming provision without all the operational headaches that sometimes go with that from a council's perspective.
Yeah, and a lot of those services and ancillary things that you need around the pool, I assume a lot of them are on a temporary basis.
So they are, and that's probably one of the challenges with them, Sean, is that if you're bringing a pool to an area for, you know, maybe 3 to 6 months, you don't have staff kind of within the area. So recruitment can take quite a little bit of time, and you may have to train staff up there because you don't have a ready-made staff that you would have if there was a swimming pool in the area. But the fact that it's difficult to do doesn't mean that it's not worth doing, because there's a significant return, social return on investment with these pools.
Yeah. So when did you get the three pools?
Okay, we've been purchasing them over the first one we took delivery of 2 years ago, and then kind of on a staggered basis after that. The last one we took delivery of late November. That was the one with a view to having that up and running in January, but the site issues have just impacted us on that one.
Okay, and so out of that time, how much of the time have the pools actually been in use?
Oh, they've been in use most of the time. We just brought pool two, which is the second pool that we purchased. That was just brought back to site in January. We have some repairs to do. That the nature of these pools is they are a temporary structure and they're moved from site to site, so they do require a certain amount of maintenance. And we have a few repairs to do to that before it goes back into operation. But it's probably been 4 or 5 months where it will be completely out of operation. But we fully intend to get it back very shortly.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, €856,000 was the cost of the three pools. And as I'm sure you know, even people within Swim Ireland are saying it's a waste of money. How do you reply to that?
Well, I would say the vast majority of people in Swim Ireland are not saying it's a waste of money. I would really make the point that the funding model for these pools, the government and Sport Ireland have been hugely, hugely supportive of this project. If we look at pre-COVID, there was a significant shortage of swimming lessons in the country. The 2 years of COVID, when there was no swimming lessons allowed in swimming pools, we estimate that almost 500,000, half a million children missed out on swimming lessons. Now, we had a choice. We could sit on our hands and do nothing, or we could do something about this. And we spoke to government about this idea of a portable pool, and they're very supportive of us. So they provided funding under the capital grant scheme. So the money that we got for these pools is ring-fenced for these pools. It doesn't impact our clubs in any way, and I would make the point that our clubs are the heartbeat of our organisation and always will be, but we have a responsibility as a national governing body to develop the sport at that grassroots level. And the children that are benefiting from these pools, who knows, maybe they'll be the Olympic swimmers of the future. Mm. And I'd also say there's another aspect of those pools that's particularly important and would particularly benefit our clubs over the longer term. We're actually making contact in councils and talking to decision makers. We're establishing demand in the areas where we bring these pools. 300 to 400 children a week actually benefit when we have a pool in an area. That's establishing demand for the council. And it's opening the doors and it's enabling us to have conversations around swimming pool provision in an area and addressing the what next. Where do we need to go in terms of permanent swimming pool provision with the council?
Yeah. And is the government now, it supported you in terms of the capital grant to buy the pools? Is it supporting you in terms of transporting and setting them up, which is, I understand, costs a lot of money as well?
Yeah, we work on a partnership basis with the county councils and with the local sports partnership. So when we bring a pool to an area, the cost of transporting the pool and the engineering costs associated with getting the site ready are borne by the council. So we just supply the pool. We operate it on the ground. So we supply the staff and then we work with the local sports partnerships to deliver the programming. And they would provide some funding as we would provide funding under dormant accounts to support some of the really hard to reach target groups to subsidize programs so that they are able to avail of swimming lessons and other programs.
Mary, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Mary McMorrow, the Operations Director of Swim Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.